Previously on X's.
Okay, I knew Ella well enough to know she was playing games. I knew it. Okay, there's a way I'm going to find out. I'll call her sister and see what's really going on.
Hello.
Hey, are you alone?
Yes.
Listen, I've got to make this quick. Where is Ella right now?
She's outside with a visitor.
A visitor?
Yes. Why?
X's, episode 3.
And she has a visitor right now?
Wolf, do you want Ella back?
Do I sound like I do?
Yes.
To be honest, this whole call is a mistake, okay? I shouldn't have called. Forget that I even called and please do not tell Ella.
But you know she's in a relationship, right?
You know what? The next woman I date, I'm going to play snooker with her ex. I need both sides of the story this time around. Well, thanks for picking my call, Pamela.
Sorry, but Ella moved on, Wolf.
How do you know that?
She used to think about you.
I know she would. Then what?
Then one time, we were both speaking to her dad on the phone.
About me?
Ella asked him, why should I not go back to my ex?
She meant me, right?
I think so.
She did?
Yes.
Then what did your dad say in response?
If you see the same tree twice in the forest, it is because you are lost.
Okay, thanks for talking to me again, Pamela. I didn't think you would. And let me use this opportunity to say that I'm actually really, really sorry for what happened between us.
You told Ella I was the one who tempted you.
Pamela, I'm sorry again about everything, okay? So let's just let it go.
So what if I decide not to have the abortion?
I've got to go now. Bye.
Oh, wait.
I wasn't waiting for nobody. I knew Pamela wanted to say something, but I wasn't interested, okay? I got the facts now. Maybe, truly, Ella was over me. Wow. Wow. My Ella? Damn. Well, as I was leaving the place, I saw this chick coming towards me.
Please, how far are you going?
South Odoko.
Do you mind if I drop off somewhere?
Obviously, I gave her a ride. Good-looking girl, though. At this point in time, Ella had pissed me off, so anything was possible tonight. You know what I mean? What's your name?
Mamiya.
She was watching a podcast.
If a man is asking you out, the highest amount of time it's supposed to take you as a lady to reply him, now within 24 to 48 hours. There is no time. Men of nowadays don't they know their words. Now bad men it is. Are you a bag? No. He has to apply pressure. He has to take like 2 to 3 months before I can. For what? What are you bringing to the table? Nothing. May they apply pressure on top, nothing. May they chase nothing. Perceiving won't take your own money spend on top of your head, may stick on the applied pressure. Why?
What do you think? Do you agree?
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Did your girl disappoint you or something?
I turned to look at her.
Mine disappointed me, and I know he's with another girl.
I was not in the mood to talk, but something very, very crazy happened when she was about to drop off.
How much longer do you have to drive? You look tired.
Another 20 minutes or more.
No, you are done now. Come with me. I stay alone. You can come and take a rest.
Next thing I know, she reached towards me and dropped her panties in my lap before getting out of the car. When will these babes around town leave us alone to think and grow? When? I left Mamiya's place around midnight. We made a deal not to exchange phone numbers. Not a bad deal, is it?
3 days later, Saturday.
Some phone calls that you wonder whether to answer or not. A phone call from an ex can bring you new bills you never saw coming, or loads of fresh trouble, but heck, it can get you laid as well. This call was coming from Pamela, not exactly an ex, but the sister of my ex, Ella. Maybe a reconnect with Pamela could get Ella jealous and thicken this plot. Don't you think? After all, what doesn't kill you will text you 6 months later saying they miss you. I'll pick it. Hello?
Hello?
I wasn't expecting this call, Pamela.
You had a nickname for me. You rather call me that.
I forgot.
You forgot? Anyway, guess what?
What?
Oh, I need a favor. Can you pick my friend and I from Labadi Bridge in an hour?
Why me?
Wolf, that is why it is a favor. We actually come to party in your area.
And is this your friend? Is your friend hot?
Hotter than Ella, but not sweeter than me.
Naughty Pamela.
Oh, so you are coming, right? It's the temptation. I said this is a temptation. Girl, you got me crazy. We got into confusion. You got me crazy. Infatuations. It's crazy. It's wrong. I'm stuck between two worlds.
When I got to Labadi Beach, there they were, two gorgeous girls in red bikini and blue bikini. Pamela was in red and a friend was in blue. My gosh, who sent me here? Both girls were hot. Well, they were being toasted by two horny guys when Pamela spotted me. She tapped her friend, fled from the boys and came hugging me.
Oh. My sister's eggs. Haven't you missed me?
Will your friend come hug me too? Or is it just you?
Meet my friend, Nora.
Hi, Nora.
Hi.
Give us 5 minutes. Let's go change and come back.
Ghana is blessed, people. Ghana is extremely blessed. That's all I can say. These babes shaking their goods behind them like there's no judgment day makes you wonder why Ghana is not the number one tourist place in the world. Damn. Is Pamela tempting me again? Yo, to all the ladies in the dance, each and every princess. Well, they were in my car now as we headed back. Pamela was in a jean stop and showing me enough cleavage for another adventure anytime she turned around to look at me. She could just close those two top buttons and the world would be at peace. Down there, she was in hot jeans pant, short enough to advertise a smooth ties. Her friend Nora was in the back seat, looking fashionable too, but damn, Pamela was winning this contest. No lie, we both turned to look at her. She was fighting on the phone with her boyfriend, obviously.
Nora, are you okay at the back?
Oh, don't mind Yao. The end is near for him.
Don't worry. Wolf has some nice friends. We'll pick one for you, okay?
Which friend?
Ayite. The one nice star guy that you told me about.
Oh, so you remember Ayite?
So, you used to date Ella?
Yeah, you know, Ella was my girl.
And how come you guys broke up? Because Ella is such a fine girl.
This begs the question. Was that a trick question? Was Pamela pulling the strings for her friend to catch me on the spot? Well, I guess it's one of those things. Not every relationship goes the distance.
But then you got my friend here pregnant and abandoned her at the hospital when she went for abortion.
Because I would have kept the baby. You should have seen the look on Pamela's face when I said that.
Hey, Wolf, this one you can lie. You wanted me to keep the baby?
Of course.
Are you for real?
And are you so fake you can't see what's real before you?
I can't even believe this.
So you were smashing two sisters?
Wait, is that what you told her, Pamela?
Nara knew about us.
About that one day we tripped?
You two keep quiet. How could you snatch your sister's boyfriend?
Well, I didn't. He said, used me with
Pamela.
Yeah. And you know what? He told Ella I was the one who came on to him.
So now that Ella has moved on, you and Pamela, what's up?
You know what? I don't know. Maybe I'll find her a boyfriend if she's that lonely.
Have I told you I need a boyfriend?
Wolf, what about Pamela herself? You like her, but because of Ella, you're keeping a distance, right?
Listen, I don't have feelings for Pamela, and she knows it.
But you came when she called you within short notice to come collect us from the beach.
Well, we're friends.
Ella and her present boyfriend are friends too. In fact, besties. Am I making you jealous?
Pamela, don't do that to him. Take it easy on him.
Oh, tell me. So you are serious with you making with one of your friends?
Why not? Chris will be perfect for you.
What is he like?
Are you too serious right now? Why are you both pretending?
No one is pretending, no.
You are both pretending you don't have feelings for each other. And I know it's a lie. I know, pa.
Ah. No, Akra, why?
Or is it because I'm here?
Whatever happened between Pamela and I is in the past now, Nora.
Are you sure? What I saw in your eyes at the beach wasn't in the past, too.
You too. What Akra did you see? Hey, Nora.
Me, I just don't know why you two are behaving like some JHS kids. Huh.
Wolf, which friend are you linking me up with? I'm curious.
I said Chris.
What is he like? Nora, you two, why? I'll evict you from the cow.
So you two can have your privacy and continue from where you left off?
Yes, whatever.
You would have been carrying his baby by now, Pam.
I know, right? Wolf, tell me about Chris. Is he anything like you?
I'm going to say something controversial. Men need to stop taking women on dates.
I'm so done with this thought. It's your best friend. Take her out of here.
What's that?
You need to stop going on
dates. I'm watching a podcast.
I'm going to say why. You should never take a woman out on a date that you don't have vested interest in and that you're not sure she has a vested interest in you. Stop trying to disillusion her with your money, your resources, your ability to buy her roses and all that dumb stuff.
That's not dumb. Disillusion me, baby, all day.
What has that gotten you? Where are they?
That's it.
Exactly. So stop doing it. You're wasting your money.
But
you're wasting your time. If you want to know if a woman is interested in you for real and wants to not just use you as a meal plan, because let me tell you, a lot of my homegirls are going out with you because they are bored. They don't have nothing to do. They're not over the other dude. Okay. Somebody else in Vegas or New York hasn't hit her back yet. So she's going out with your stupid ass.
Jen, you better eat the up.
She kind of got
her. I've been there, so stop taking her out on dates.
And what do you do to get to know them?
Don't buy her anything. Don't spend a dime. Don't spend a nickel. Don't spend a penny. Go somewhere that is free. And if she is unwilling to go there with you, don't go out with her.
This
it should be free.
Pick me
face. I don't care.
Because
FaceTime. Nah, talk to her on FaceTime. Talk to her on the phone. If she wants something from you without knowing you, she's playing you.
Oh, you know, that's some deep stuff. If she wants something from you without knowing you, she's playing you, obviously.
That is true.
Me, I think she's talking nonsense. What does she mean by they shouldn't spend the dime on us?
Because we don't know you. We should only spend when we know you.
How can you even think like that?
Otherwise, you're playing the guy.
Me, I agree with the lady.
Pam, you're lying. We dear, oh boy.
Ah, why?
Simon, have you not taken money from him before?
Ah, so if I need help and I am broke, I shouldn't ask. Wolf, don't I call you sometimes to sort me out?
Because you two have feelings for each other.
You're still talking about feelings. You know, you're funny.
Ah, but Wolf, see girlo, look at Pamela sitting next to you. See beauty. She's got everything and you know it. You've even tasted.
That was once. Never again.
Oh, please. Or why? Do you want Ella back?
Before I did, but I've moved on now, okay?
So who are you shagging?
Exes continues next Sunday at 6 p.m.